Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Rashawn, and I thank you for coming on. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming on. We're believing God for miracles. We have an awesome show tonight, an awesome show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is Rashawn, your host, tonight, and I just want to talk to you tonight. We wanted to talk on a topic about, is Christians really saved when they use profanity? I want everyone to call in, give me your comments. I see we got a couple callers on the line. Hallelujah. We want to know, are they really saved? You know how we get heated and stuff, and we just, you know, and we're just like, you know, no. Somebody say something to you about your kids. Are you still saved after you done cussed them out, talked about their mama, their daddy, their sister, brother? Call in and let me know. Again, I'm Rashawn Smith. This is the talk show. I'm Rashawn Smith's show, and we're just talking. We're just talking about different topics. We come on every night at 6 o'clock. You want to meet us here because we have some special guests that be coming on. I just want to know, we have a caller on the line. Let's see what the caller thinks about this. Are we really saved when we cuss, use profanity? Let's see. Caller, you're on the line. Hello? Caller? Hallelujah. I guess they didn't want to talk. Hallelujah. But anyhow, we want to talk about do we have profanity going on or anything? Hallelujah. We want to know. Call in. Text me. On Periscope, if you're watching right now, are you still saved if you use profanity or not? What does God say about profanity? What does he think about profanity? How does he feel about profanity? Hallelujah. What is the real thing about profanity? Sometimes we as people, we always say, no, God don't, you know, he knows my heart. He knows my heart. Yeah, he knows your heart. He knows everybody's heart. But I want to know, should we cuss people out and still get up and preach and lay hands on each other and do all kind of things? What does God say about that? Come on, call in. You got the number. Call in and let me know. What do God think about that? Are we still saved? I just want to know what everybody else is thinking. Because people cuss, they drink, they get high, they do everything that, I mean, if you're going to do all that, what's the purpose of being saved? I just want somebody to tell me, what's the purpose of being saved if you're going to drink, cuss, do adultery, run the streets, run the mug, act like a renegade? What do God think? It's not about what I think. It's about what God thinks. Why don't you call in and let me know what's going on, people? Just call in and give me some insight on this thing and help me out. Because I'm wondering, What does God think about this? You know, people sometimes, they always say, well, you know, God is, you know, God knows me and this and that and the other. Yeah, he does. He does. He does. But sometimes people, we have to understand that, you know, what is the outside world looking at? When we use a profanity, what are they looking at? Are they recognizing us, or are they just saying, you know how they used to say, man, if I'm saved, I'm saved. If I'm not, I'm not. Whatever it is, this is what I am. You know, whatever God says I am, this is what I am. You know, I'm going to text it to you again. The thing is, come on, just come on the line and let me know what you think about it. What does God say about that? What does God think? Come on, get on the line. Come on, Periscope. I know you hear me. I know you out there. What does God think about this situation? You know, we're on the line. We're believing God for more people to come on the line. Hallelujah. Somehow I got the number mixed up. So everybody, please forgive me. Those that are on here, please forgive me. Please forgive me for giving out the wrong number. That's bad. But I did resend the right number for the broadcast. Hallelujah. So what does God think about us using profanity? Are we not saved? Are we saved? Or we just, you know, are we just, you know, going through the motions? Come on, somebody talk to me out here in Radio Land. Let me know what God thinks about this thing. I mean, are we still saved when we cuss people out? Are we just not saved? You know, everybody has their opinion, but God knows our hearts. Some people say they even drink wine. I don't criticize anybody for what they do. My thing is, what does the word say? If the word don't say it, then I don't have too much to say about it. But at the same time, you know, are we still saved when we use profanity? Come on, Radio Land, I see you. I see everybody coming in, chiming in. Periscope, come on, Radio Land, let me know what God says about that. You know, because we have so many people, and then people get so upset, be like, God know my heart, but they made me mad, or they made me feel this type of way, so I'm feeling some type of way. You know, what does God say about that? You know, let me know, let me know. Come on, let me know. Call in right now. We got somebody on the line. Hallelujah. But, you know, sometimes we as people, what we do is we always want to judge people. We always got a judgmental spirit. You know, just like if somebody comes to the church, you know, they may not have the little church attire. They may not, you know, they may not look the part. Come on. They may not look the part. But at the end of the day, guess what? They came. Why are we upset that they came to church? There's nothing wrong with that. They came to church. Why are we upset about that? Why are we upset? Come on, why are we upset? We're upset because we feel like we have arrived and this is not what you should do in the house of the Lord. But who are we to judge anybody? That's what the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. They judged the people. They was always judgmental. No, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. The word, people, let me just share this. People are already convicted with the sin that they're doing. They don't need nobody else to convict them. Right? They don't need nobody else to convict them. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller, you on the line. This is Evangelist Smith, Rashawn Smith. Tell me what you think about are we saved if you are using profanity. What do you think, caller? Hallelujah. I hope the caller can hear me, or maybe they put their phone on mute or the internet or something. Hallelujah. But we just want to know what you think, caller. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess that caller didn't want to talk. But, you know, the thing is, we want to know, what do you think about it? Call in, let us know. Come on, Periscope. We also live. We're in the radio. We're on the radio station, and we're live, and we're talking about what do you think about, what do God think about Christians that cuss and use profanity, drink, smoke? I mean, are they going to hell or not? We don't know. I mean, do we know or do we not know? Really, what do we think? You know, and then better yet, you know, people gonna tell you all their opinions. They're gonna tell you what they feel, how they feel about it. But at the end of the day, is it what God feel about it? Come on. Is it what God feel about it? Sometimes we always want to tell people, no, that ain't it. You ain't arrived. You ain't did this. How can you say someone hasn't arrived? Who are you to judge someone? How do you know? Everything we ever did, if anybody ever smoked cigarettes, I'm just raising my hand. If anybody ever smoked cigarettes, then therefore you know it takes a process for the person to stop smoking cigarettes. Now, my live audience that's looking at me right now, just tell me about that. Why do we always judge people and always have a perception that this is the way you're supposed to be if you're a Christian? I know what the Bible says, but at the end of the day, everybody has a process. So when you have to go through the process, that's right, Periscope, when you have to go through the process, why is it that people don't understand the process? Why they feel that, oh, okay, because this person said this, said that, did this, did that. What's the problem? This is the problem. People always judging people. They're not always want to be, you know, respectful of a person. I have went out, and some of my friends, they drink wine and stuff like that. But this the thing. They drink wine. I don't drink, but I don't judge them because I remember when I used to drink. I used to drink like a fish. I know I used to drink. So I knew God had to take it away from me, and I feel that's the way he has to do for everybody dealing with different things. Everybody process things differently. Some people smoke forever, for 40 years, and finally stop. Some people smoke for 2 days, and some people cuss. It's just a thing. They have to get delivered from that. And I wonder, what do you think? Are they still saved when they do that? Are they still saved? Do they still love the Lord? You know, because they said, you know, the Bible says we don't seek after the flesh. We mind the things of the spirit, then we won't have to yield to the flesh. But sometimes, you know how you get upset. Say, for instance, you're in the grocery store. You ever been in Walmart? I don't care what Walmart you've been in. Every Walmart across the land is busy, and they always have lines going back and only have 3 cashiers. Have you ever been in Walmart and the thing is, somebody just get real upset. They start cussing, acting a fool about the line. Now, everybody know Walmart been around for a long time. You already know that the line going to be long and ain't going to have number 2 or 3 cashiers. I don't care if you in Georgia, Florida, New York, D.C., Maryland, California. They still going to have 3 cashiers. So why do we get upset and step outside of our character? Now, don't get me wrong. Every state got a past, and every sinner got a future. If you don't remember nothing else, every saint got a past, and every sinner got a future. But the thing is, who haven't stepped out of character? I mean, we all have stepped out of character sometimes and cut the mustard. Even me, we all done stepped out of character. But when we step back in, the Bible says a just man falls 7 times and get back up again. So who are we to cast stones on people and say, oh, they need to be removed from church because they sat up there and cussed? Okay. They did cuss. They can ask God to forgive them. I mean, well, I just want to know what you think about it. I just want to know what you say about it. You know, let me know. We're watching live right now. We're talking about it. We're on the radio live. We're talking about what do people think. Are people still saved when they use profanity, when they drink and party and stuff? Are they still saved? Because I done seen pastors. Now, let's keep it real. I done seen pastors on live broadcast. They cussing, they at the bar, and they pastoring people, and y'all still go to the church. But if it's somebody else, y'all act like y'all want to condemn the people and act like the people done fell from grace. But I done seen pastors, and they have a lot of people, and they sit up there and they drink whatever it is, and they be cussing and acting a fool and get up the next day and preach in the pulpit like they done lost their mind, and they probably have, and nobody says nothing. But then when you see somebody that's struggling with something, oh, they ain't saved. Or if you see a sister that, you know she ain't married, but she got a baby on the way. Been there, done that, got three baby daddies. Yeah, I know somebody talking about that, but that's okay. Why is it that we condemn people like that? We condemn them so bad, so they don't even want to be bothered with church people. They be like, man, it just don't make no sense. And I'm trying to figure out, What's your opinion out here in Radio Land? Let's see if we get a caller on this line. Caller, you on the air. Let us know what you think about are people still saved when they use profanity. Can you hear me, caller? Hallelujah. I don't know if the callers can hear me or not. Hallelujah. Caller, can you hear me? I think we lost that one, too. I don't know. Maybe people just don't want to talk about that right now. But at the same time, we're going to continue to talk about that right now because I see so many people, they sit and they always be very judgmental of people, and this is a serious topic, even though I'm being a little crafty with it. But at the same time, I see people all the time, and all they do is nitpick about this, nitpick about that, nitpick about what somebody's not doing or what they should be doing or how they should be doing it. And we as people, we don't understand, you know, come on, give people a break. If they going to church, they doing better than most, because some people just do their dirt and don't even go to the house of the Lord, pass by it 100 times and don't even stop in. But if they, at least they going in, at least you can say, you know what, God is working on them. He's working on them. It's just like a surgeon. When you trying to get something corrected on your body, you know how you women go out here and get these implants and all this stuff done to your body, they working on you, and God is working on them. You shouldn't be so judgmental of people and just sit there and say, oh, okay, Now, am I saying, are they right about it? No, I'm not saying they're right. Please don't get that. Please don't think that. I'm not saying sin is just sin no matter how you do it. But the thing is, I'm saying don't be so critical and don't come down on people because at the same time, they may be going through a process. Your process isn't their process. It may be where they are, they're unable to deal with some things. Some people go through things. Everybody goes through things different. What may tear you down may not break my heart. What may break me down may not break your heart. But at the same time, the Bible said death and life is in the power of tongue. We have to speak life in these people's into them, not death. Oh, you going to hell because you just did this. You going to hell because you did. I mean, you have family members that when you go to a cookout or whatever, you have family members, and you know and I know, come on, let's keep it real, you have family members that drink, cuss, act a fool. We all got them in our family. I don't know anybody. I don't care what nationality you is. We all have them in our family. We all have them in our family where they sit and they do stuff, and you know it, and they've been doing it for years, and you don't have a problem with that. But if you see somebody else, now you want to come down on them, but you didn't come down on the aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, nobody that was drinking, cussing, and going to church and singing in the choir. I don't know. Is the choir praise team? It might be the praise team because they don't even have choirs no more. Everybody don't stop doing that. I don't know what's wrong with everybody. But the praise team, that's what I'm going to say. Then everybody's familiar. Yes, she said the praise team. They'll get back on the praise team, and you'll down them out. But at the same time, you'll sit up there and be like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I can't believe Sister So-and-so. She sat up there, and she knows she was drinking her a Bud Light or whatever, or she was cussing like a fish. Why would you down that sister? Come on, call in and let me know what you're thinking. Because at the end of the day, God got those people, and we must not put our tongue on people. We must encourage people. We must lift people up. We must understand what God is doing in their lives. We are not God to those people. We are not God. We are not God to those people. We are the people that are supposed to encourage them and lift them up. Amen. So we have to lift people up. I am going live. I'm live on Periscope, live on the radio station. So I just want some people to talk back to me. Come on Periscope and talk to me and let me know what you think about this thing. You know, when people sit and they be so judgmental of others, they always, really, you miss out on your blessing. I'm going to be honest. You miss out on your blessing. You miss out on your blessing when you are always judging people. You stay missing out on your blessing when you judge people because you got to love people for where they at. If they're a prostitute, but they going to church, thank God that they going to church. They might go out at night, but they still going to church. Love them. If you love on them long enough, they might stop prostituting. If they smoke weed, marijuana, if they smoke marijuana, love on them until they stop. I have seen some stop. I have seen quite a few of them stop. If they're the type of woman that they have a lesbian spirit, love on them in spite of. Don't sit and want to put them out to church and talk about them and think that they, you know, they ain't no good. God loves all his people. God loves all his people. And the thing about it is you have to know that God loves all his people. And one thing about it, we got to have agape love. That's the thing. We don't have agape love. We don't love people for where they're at. We always got something negative to say. And I just encourage everybody tonight, you know, don't listen to the negative talk. All the negativity in 2016, if somebody's talking negative, say, listen, I just got to go. I just got to stop talking to you. I got to stop texting you. If they texting you with negative stuff, I just got to go. And if you got somebody that you encouraging them but they want to hear negative stuff, tell them you got to go too. Because anytime you start, it's just like a sore. If you continue to dig in the sore, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And before you know it, you're going to have a mess. You're going to have a mess on your hands. So you need to definitely be the better person and say, you know what, sis, a brother, I'm not going to do this with you. I'm just not going to do it because, you know what, you are being you're being negative right now. They say, well, what's the problem? You're negative. You're just negative. Everything is, oh, poor old me, or if somebody, you know, okay, she cuts. So what? Pray for her. Oh, if she drinks, so what? Pray for her. Don't condemn her. Don't send her to hell. Don't send them to hell because they have did something that you felt was ungodly. At the end of the day, God got their back. God bless you. We'll be on here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And we got a better topic tomorrow. Tomorrow, you ain't going to believe this, but that topic tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how should we dress in church. Hallelujah. We're not going to get into that tonight, but that's the topic tomorrow. We're on every night at 6 o'clock. We're getting ready to get on the prayer line at 8 o'clock. We have the prayer line going on, and the prayer line is tonight, the power of prayer. You can chime in on the prayer line and call this number, 302-202-1104. Again, 302-202-1104. Press the code 619-315. 619-315, that's the code. We'll be on the prayer line tonight. We're fasting and believing God for great things. We're doing the Daniel fast, and we're believing God to move in this year. We're looking for abundance. We're looking for the overflow, and we're not looking for a judgmental spirit. And we're not looking for people that's ready to kick us out of church because we don't have maybe one or two or three babies out of wedlock, or just one or two or three. Well, I had three. So, but nobody kicked me out of church. They loved on me for where I was, and thank God they loved on me, because if they wouldn't love on me, I'd probably be still out there drinking my Heineken. That's just for y'all that's listening. But anyhow, one thing about it, they loved me for where I was. Yes, they loved me for where I was. They did not cast me out because I had a baby out of wedlock. They did not put me out of the church. They did not put me on the back pew. They loved me. Did I sit down? Yes, I did sit down. But at the end of the day, they didn't put me out. And that's what we have to stop. We have to stop being so judgmental of people. And we have to stop always casting stones on people and acting like we so great. Because truth of the matter is, if somebody Google you, you know the internet, you can find anything you want on somebody. If somebody Google you, they going to know what you've been up to, too. They going to know, well, did she go to the abortion clinic, or did she do this, or did she do that? They going to know your story, too. Watch and see what I tell you. The same stone, the Bible says, when you dig a ditch for somebody else, you better dig it for yourself, because you're going to fall in that ditch. So you can't just dig a ditch for me and think you're not going to fall in. You're going to fall in right behind me. That's why you have to love people and say, you know, if I did anything wrong, please forgive me. If anything in my heart is not pure, God, purify my heart and mind. Every day you have to daily repent. You have to daily repent because at the same time, we as blood-washed redeemers, we should forgive people. We should forgive people, but we don't. Sometimes we hold that thing, and, you know, it's just like a cancer. It eat at us, and when it gets through eating at us, it don't eat our whole insides up, and we're no good. And you know what? That is how we thought. But you know what? God can change anything. God can change anyone. Don't cast them down. We live on the radio, and we're live on Periscope tonight, hallelujah. And we thank everybody for chiming in, but we're getting ready to get off. And I'm going to pray real quick, you know, that God will bless those that's coming on here, and God will continue to bless you. And if you ever be around somebody that's talking negative, do yourself a favor and walk away. Or do yourself a favor and hang up. Or do yourself a favor and don't text them back, because they can only keep texting you if you text back. Don't text them. Don't talk to them. Don't say nothing to them. Just let them keep doing what they do. Because what they do is not, you're going to be judged for what you do, not for what they do. You'll get judged for what you do. So we're going to go ahead and pray. We're going to get off the line at 6:30. We're getting off the air, but we're on the air every night. Pastor Slater, we must have you on the air. She's a powerful woman, powerful prayer warrior, Pastor Slater. You got to hear from this woman of God. She can pray down heaven. If you haven't been on Periscope, you need to go on to her Periscope site, L. Slater, at L. Slater. I'm telling you, this woman of God can pray. She prayed one night, and I'm telling you, the anointing came through Periscope. So I just want to pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless everyone on this line, on Periscope and on the airwaves. We ask you, God, just to cover, shield them, and protect them, God. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, oh, God, take it out and purge us, God, because we want to be right when you call our name and number. We don't know if you're going to call it tonight, but we thank you, God, because we're repenting right now. We repent of all of our sins, not just the callers, God, but I also repent. We're repenting of our sins that we'll do right and we won't judge your people, but we will lift them up in your name, oh, God, whether it's a drug dealer, prostitute, God, whether it's somebody, God, on the streets, oh, God, a husband that's cheating on his wife, a wife that's cheating on her husband, God, we're going to love them in spite of. And, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless them in Jesus' name, because you are the blesser, and we can only get the blessings from you, oh, God. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for Periscope. We thank you for everyone that's watching me right now live. God bless you. We thank you for everyone that's on the Everyone that's on the airway, God bless you. Heaven smile on you. Meet me tonight at 8 o'clock. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Periscope. I just got off the air. We're on the air every night at 6 o'clock. You got to go to my Facebook page and get that number. I'm telling you, God is good. Meet me on the prayer line. We're praying. We're tearing chains down. We're breaking and destroying yokes. We're destroying the yokes and breaking chains. God for everything.